بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، إخواني وأخواتي في الله، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah worthy of worship. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah Almighty and Glory. And inshallah, from the concept of Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarib al-akhlaq, that I was sent to perfect and complete the noble manners, inshallah, we'll talk about tonight about a great character of our great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, waqfid janahaka liman ittaba'aka min al-mu'mineen, and lower your wings to those who follow you from the believers. The character and the great attribute of humbleness, in which you call tawadu'. At-tawadu', humbleness, is a character of all the prophets. A main character of all the prophets, they were all humble, and they all lowered their wings to their followers from the believers. And the opposite of humbleness is pride. And pride is an evil character. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. That no one will enter the paradise that has an atom weight of pride. So pride is an evil character that the prophets went against and called against. And humbleness is a noble character that the prophets called for and they had themselves. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the man of humbleness. And when we talk about humbleness, it's not the picture that we get someone that speaks very calm and has got his eyes that can't move himself. No, that's not humbleness. Humbleness is someone with a personality and a respected personality, but respects others and gives other people their rights. And does not have pride over people and does not speak to people or consider himself better than people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was ordered by Allah not to distinguish myself. In that narration, alayhi salatu wa salam was out in a gathering with the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and one of them captured a animal. So one of the companions said, O Prophet of Allah, I'll slaughter the animal. The other one said, O Prophet of Allah, I'll butcher the animal. The other one said, I'll cook the animal. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَنَا عَلَيَّ جَمْعُ الْحَطَبُ. And me, I gather the timber. So they told him, O Prophet of Allah, نَحْنُ نَكْفِيكُ. We are enough to do what you don't have to do. You don't have to go around and collect timber. We'll do it ourselves. There's a big number of us that we could do that job ourselves, and you could sit down and relax. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was ordered by Allah not to distinguish myself from my companions. I was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to distinguish myself from the companions. And that's why alayhi salatu wasalam did not distinguish himself from his companions, nor his companions distinguished themselves from him. That you walk in a gathering of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you don't know who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is, because sallallahu alayhi wasalam looks like everyone and everyone looks like him alayhi salatu wasalam. A man enters the mosque of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam one day, and he asks around, where is Muhammad? Where is Muhammad? So they pointed at him, it's that man that's sitting there next to that person, in that color, in that appearance. So he approached the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and his body started to shiver from the dignity and the haiba of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He started to shiver. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Hawwan alayk, hawwan alayk, calm down, relax, لست بملك. I'm not a king. I am not a king. إنما أنا ابن امرأة كانت تأكل القديد في مكة. I am an ordinary man that his mother used to eat a dry meat in Mecca. That means there's nothing. There's nothing for you to be afraid from me. I'm an ordinary person like everyone else. And I accept you and respect and admire you like everyone else. هون عليك. Calm down. I'm not a king. And I don't accept to have the qualities of the king. Looking down at people and disrespecting people and thinking you're better than people. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nor his following brothers from the prophets and the messengers had that character or accepted that character. They all came with an order from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And lower your wings down for the followers and the follower and the believing followers that follow you. Lower your wings. For them. Lower your wings for them and don't consider yourself you are above them. Don't consider yourself you are over them. But you are there as the prophet and messenger and you'd be an example with your humbleness. هون علي. Calm down. Calm down. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, calm down. I'm not a king. I'm an ordinary man that his mother used to eat a dry meat. Yani my mom wasn't a queen. They used to sit on the throne in front of the red carpet and a great table of meal. But my mom was an ordinary mother that used to eat a dry meat. Not even the best of meats, but a dry meat. هون عليك. That's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest man. The most respectable man. The strongest man. The best man. The best creation of Allah Azza wa Jal had no pride over the servants of Allah. The companion said, by Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, a little baby girl. A little girl on the street will grab his hand and she'll take him wherever she wants and he'll follow her alayhi salatu wa sallam. That's the humbleness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. It did not lower him. It did not degrade him. But it even made him better. It upgraded him. It graded him to a higher position. Allah elevated him. Why? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tawadha lillah, rafa'ahu Allah." Man tawadha lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah azza wa jal will elevate them. You humble yourself for Allah to the servants of Allah, Allah azza wa jal will elevate you. You humble yourself for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla will give you a higher position in this world and the hereafter. You want respect? Islam teaches us that respect comes with humbleness, not with pride. You want people to respect you? Islam teaches us that people respect you by respecting them back and humbling yourself to them, not by pride and looking down at people. Once Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when passed a group of young boys playing in the streets. So he said, Assalamu alaikum. So one companion with Anas radiallahu ta'ala, a companion of Anas, he told him, what did you do that for? He said, I saw the Prophet do it. I saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam give salam to young boys. I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam greeting young boys. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam greeting young girls. I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam greeting everyone. I saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam not distinguish himself from the companions of the rest of the people. His wife radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about his manners, she said his manners was the Quran. He was a walking Quran. And one of the things in the Quran, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and lower your wings to who follows you from the believers. She says that alayhi salatu wassalam was an ordinary man like every other man that used to do his own duties, used to do his own things at home. He used to sew his own clothes. He used to milk his own goats. He used to bring and take whatever he needs. He does not say, get me this and get me that. And I want this and I want that. But alayhi salatu wassalam used to do it himself. Clean his shoes. Sew his clothes. Milk his goat. Comb his hair. Did not distinguish himself from any of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did not put himself over any of the companions, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will elevate them. So you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate in this world?
respect others. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to elevate in this world, humble yourself to others. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to give you respect and you want to earn respect, then lower your wings to your Muslim brothers. Lower your wings to your Muslim sisters. That's what Islam teaches us. No pride. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. That no one with an atom weight of pride will enter the paradise. An atom weight of pride. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever drags his clothes on the ground, whoever drags their clothes on the ground because of sign of pride, who'll drag it in the hellfire? Who'll drag it in the hellfire? And he said about a man that dragged his clothes on the ground with pride. With pride, ikhwani. A man was dragging his clothes on the ground because of pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him and I made the ground swallow him and he's in the hellfire getting punished. So ikhwani, pride. Pride is a disease. Pride is an evil act. Pride is an evil character. And humbleness is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humbleness is the character that Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the characters that Allah made this nation, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions ruled the world. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with all the powers and all the respect and strength he had, did not look down at anyone. He had all the humbleness. That once, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted a lift from a place to a place. So he saw a teenager riding a camel. So Umar ibn Khattab told him, can I ride behind you? So the man came down and said, oh Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you ride on the camel and I'll drag it. He said, but Allah only ride behind you. And he went behind him and entered Medina, the strongest man on earth back then, riding a camel behind a teenager in the presence of everyone. These days, Ayman amin imti, la la wallah. If he doesn't come to me, I'm not going to come to him. If he does not give me salam, I'm not going to give him salam. If he does not lower himself for me, I'm not going to lower myself for them. If he does not give me, I'm not going to give them. If he does not come to me, I'm not going to go to him. Oh, this is a sign of pride without us realizing. It's all pride. It's all the eye of pride. And we don't even realize that. Where's the humbleness that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? Where's the humbleness? Where's the lowering of wing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? Looking down at people is a disease, ikhwani. بِحَسَبِ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلَمِ. It's enough evil. It's enough of a sin. It's enough haram to look down at your Muslim brother. To look down at a Muslim brother. Looking down at them in any way. Looking down at them in any way. فَيَخْوَانِ humbleness. Let's humble ourselves to one another and respect one another. And when we say humbleness, we say humbleness, but it's respect. Not by turning our backs and walking at the time of one of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was a group of people calling themselves the humble worshippers. And the way they used to be very old clothes and they used to walk very, very smooth and they used to speak very, very light. So that companion said, by Allah, the Prophet and his companions went like this. She said, by Allah, Umar, when he used to speak, he said, by Allah, when Umar used to speak, he used to have a loud voice. And when he used to walk, he used to walk with strength. And when he used to stand with respect. So the concept of humbleness is not, wallahi, someone here, a darwish, and he could barely lift his hand. Now, humbleness is having a strong personality and a respectable personality and respecting others and not looking down at anyone. That's what humbleness is. Humbleness is giving everyone their rights. Humbleness is being generous and nice to people. That's what humbleness is. فَيَخْوَانِ humble ourselves. And be from those ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, and the servants of Allah, the most merciful, when they walk on earth, hawnan, with humbleness. Allah describes His servants as those ones who walk on earth with humbleness. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And if the ignorant people debate or want to speak to them or put them down, they say peace. Salam. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants of Allah, the most merciful, the walk on earth, the walk humbly. For ikhwani, humbleness. And remember, when you humble yourself to Allah, Allah elevates you. Allah elevates you in this world and the hereafter. When you humble yourself to the servants of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates you in this world and elevates you in the hereafter. Subhanallah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the prophets were shepherds. Why? What's the hikmah from behind Allah Azza wa Jal making all the prophets were shepherds? They asked him, even you, a prophet of Allah. He said, even me, I used to work for small amount of dollars and cents for someone in Mecca. What's the sign from behind that? The scholars say, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is indicating from the hadith, that Allah teaches the prophets to have patience and humbleness to an animal. So when they are given a great task, they have that patience and humbleness to the servants of Allah. Allah's training and exercising the hearts of those prophets and messengers to humble themselves to an animal. Where you find the shepherd tells the animal, go left, it goes right, go right, it goes left. Running around for stupid things. And you find that shepherd trying to direct the animal. And working so hard to direct the animal. And he knows the animal doesn't have brains, but he's trying to put the animal in the right path. And that's how the prophets, alayhim salatu wassalam, they have patience on people, trying to direct them on the right path, put them on the right path, guide them to the right path, and chase behind them day after day and night after night, and not look down at them and neglect them and say, oh, don't want. Oh, don't want. Oh, I've got no time. He's this. She's that. Have pride over them and have pride over that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not let anyone that's got an amount of white pride into the paradise. For ikhwani, humbleness is a key. Is a key to respect in this world and a key to paradise in the hereafter. A key of respect in this world. Allah, you earn your respect by humbleness. See, that's a concept that's been built in our mind. That Allah, you earn your respect by looking down at people. Or neglecting people. Or not giving any attention to this person. People will follow you. Turn your back from people and people will run to you. And all these things that we hear sometimes, even our own parents teach us that. Saying neglect them, you find them coming to you like a dog. Neglect them, they'll come and kiss your feet. Neglect them, kaza. This is all rejected by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam teaches us humbleness. Islam teaches us humbleness to everyone. Islam even teaches us humbleness to even to an animal. Subhanallah, even to an animal. An animal that doesn't understand anything, probably worth nothing. Islam teaches him to have that humbleness to that and not to disgrace that animal in a way that you punish that animal. Then how about the servants of Allah? فَيَخْوَانِي, let's be those وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Be from those ones and the servants of Allah, the most merciful, when they walk on earth and walk humbly, walk with respect. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beloved before the prophecy because of his respect and humbleness, and was more beloved after his prophecy. Although the people of Mecca turned against him, but alayhi salatu wassalam, deep in their hearts, they knew this man is the right man. And no one better than that man. Because of his humbleness. Because of his humbleness, ikhwani. People loved him. People loved him because of his humbleness. Who would love someone or love a leader when a leader has pride over them? Who, the companions, would they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had pride over them? But Allah, they wouldn't. They loved him because of his humbleness and because Allah ordered him to humble himself to the companions. Ordered him to humble himself to the believers. Ordered them to be nice and lenient to the believers. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And you were harsh, with a harsh heart that walked away from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Have mercy on them and forgive them. وَاصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ. Also, let them go. Let them go. Don't have that pride over them and that strictness over them that you only want it this way or you're going to get this. Have patience on them. Have humbleness. Lower your wings to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Allah azza wa jalla reward you all for listening. Subhanakallah bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.